Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it is food. Sometimes food comes in little snacks, and sometimes it comes in banquets. But I pray that what I share with you can lead you to make the kinds of decisions that will bring you closer and closer to the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the most brilliant men who ever lived. He came from Italy, and listen to this, he began to study at a nearby Benedictine abbey at the age of 5. Consider that. Destined by his family for a life as an abbot at age 19, he decided instead to enter the newly formed order of preachers. As a Dominican, he distinguished himself first as a student of Albert the Great and later as a master teaching in Paris. His Summa Theologica is a masterful synthesis of faith and reason and the classic text for a comprehensible theological formation and for Catholic education, of which Thomas is the patron. He was named an angelic doctor in 1567, a title that, as Pope Benedict XVI said, expresses the sublimity of his thought and the purity of his life. Yes, his life was unusual, but the graces that came to him and the gifts that came to him came because he came before the Lord and sought what God wanted of him. And the more he knew, which he had a very extraordinarily fine mind, but he could lead us in so many, many ways. And we pray that we may understand what he taught and that we may imitate what he accomplished. Think about that. Look up St. Thomas Aquinas, see what he accomplished. See if that speaks, any of that speaks to you. There may be a budding Thomas Aquinas II in our midst, our radio audience midst. Let's just pray. Ask God that God would continue to bless us with wise people. The first reading from today's Mass is from the second book of Samuel, chapter 6, 12 to 15, and then 17 to 19. David went to bring up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom in the city of David, amid festivities. As soon as the bearers of the Ark of the Lord had advanced 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And then David, girt with a linen apron, came dancing before the Lord with abandon as he and all the house of Israel were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and to the sound of the horn. The Ark of the Lord was brought in and set in its place within the tent David had pitched for it. And then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when he finished making these offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. He then distributed among all the people, to each man and woman in the entire multitude of Israel, a loaf of bread, a cut of roast meat, and a raisin cake. And with this, all the people left for their homes. They were going to rejoice that David had brought the Ark of God into the city of David. And he fed them, and then they returned home. We'll come back to that in a moment. But Psalm 24 says to us, who is this King of glory? It's the Lord. And it's what those people recognize. Lift up, O gates, your lentils. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. When we see the Eucharist being put into the monstrance, when we see any kind of processions or times of adoration, do we really know? Does our faith really able to say, this is the King of glory? Yes, he's in the form of bread and wine right now, but he is the King of all. And he is your King. And he is my King. Do I seek him to know his way? Do I follow him? Do I give him time to listen as I read the scriptures? Many times there are some very good writers out there What is God saying to us? What's he saying to us right now in this age with all the things that we have to deal with in our government, all the things we have to deal with in our country? What is God saying to us? What does God want? Let me know if you can. Let me know what you think you hear from the Lord. You can easily reach me through Renewal Ministries, and I just would like to hear what you think the Lord might be saying to us right now. In one way, there's quiet, and in another way, there's a lot of unrest, a lot of difficulty. How does God want us to act in this time? Draw closer to him, cling to him, pray and ask him what part we are to play. Often he asks us to pray. It may be to speak. It may be vigils in the chapel. Who knows what God might want of us? But for now, just draw near to him, daily pray, and ask him for what he wants. Then we take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. And a crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my brother, my mother, and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, my mother." Look what he's saying there. The closest of relationships that we could have on this earth, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. What is he saying here? And he says, "Here are my mother and brothers." He's drawing in all these people. In some places, he was drawing in thousands of people around him. "This is my mother and my brothers. This is my family. For whoever does the will of God is brother and sister and mother." And I just want to say to all of you who are listening, I really think this is a time to ask yourself, each of us, to ask yourself, who are my friends? Who are the people that I spend time with? I think we need to ask ourselves, not in a judgment kind of way, but just an analysis, simply, is this person good for my life? Is this person enhancing my life? Is this person encouraging me to live more strongly as a good Christian, as a good Catholic? Am I doing that? Brothers and sisters, I think it's a really very important area to look at among all our friends. I don't mean to turn away from people, but what importance does any person have in your life? And I think it's very important to look around and say, I need friends who help me draw closer to God so that I in turn can be their friend and draw them closer to God. It's a mutual thing. And that's what we want. That's what we need in this life. Because so many people today, and given the society and all of the available sources for entertainment, etc., all that kind of thing, we don't really very often just sit down and talk with a friend. How's your life going? And how can I help you? And the other person saying, and how is your life? And how can I help you? How pleased God is with that. And he wants to give us people. If perhaps we're going through a time where we don't have them, but he will give them to you. Because God wants us to have people who will follow us. But he doesn't force them on us. It's our choice. But they're there. I think of the friends in my own life and how much of a support they have become to me. How in so many ways they've drawn me closer to him. And I want that to happen for you as well. Every one of you. Brothers and sisters, I just want us to grow more and more to want God's will. To want it. Not just to endure it. Oh yeah, well, it's God's will. We don't want to be like that. We want to be a group of people who really, genuinely love the Lord and we want to do His will with one another. Think about that. What a support that would be. And I read here in the Magnificat magazine, which comes from St. Thomas Aquinas himself, he says, of all the signs of a person's knowledge and wisdom, none is proof of greater wisdom than that one does not cling to his own opinion. Lean not upon your own prudence. For those who cling to their own judgment so as to mistrust others and trust in themselves alone invariably prove themselves fools and are judged as such. You know, no, I know what I'm going to do. And your friend might be saying, oh, wait a moment, you should think about this or consider that. Oh, no, I'm okay. I'll take care of it myself. And many times we really need to hear the wisdom of one another. That doesn't make you weak. That makes you strong. If you're really seeking God's will, that will make you strong. He says, for those who cling to their own judgment so as to mistrust others and trust in themselves alone invariably prove themselves fools and are judged as such. You see those who are wise in their own eyes. There is more hope for fools than for them. But if a person distrusts his own judgment, and I don't mean distrust in the sense that you ignore it, but you make your judgment, it's a proof of your humility, Thomas Aquinas would say, when you can go to another and ask, how do you see this? What do you think I should do? Not in every case, I'm not saying that, but in the important matters of life. Don't just live like a loner. Seek out the wisdom of others. Where humility is, there also is wisdom. Whereas the proud are too self-confident. Accordingly, we learn from the Holy Spirit by His gift of knowledge to do not our own but God's will. And by virtue of this gift, we pray to God that His will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is in this that the gift of knowledge is proved, so that when we say to God, Thy will be done, it is as when a sick man consults a physician. He takes the medicine not precisely because he wills it himself, but because it is the will of the physician. If he only took what he willed himself, he would be a fool. That's Thomas Aquinas. Hence, we should ask nothing of God but that His will be done in our regard. It took me many years to get there. I'd say, Lord, I'd love to do this, or I think I'm going to do this, and so bless me so I can get on my way. And it took me years to come to the point where I could say, Lord, is this your will? What do you want? And sometimes that meant ask another person that I trusted, what do you think is God's will in this situation? I don't mean in every little thing, you know, I'm going to wash the dishes so I have to consult God. But in all the major decisions of life, turn to Him, love Him, follow Him. He loves you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.